From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump is expected to announce later Wednesday he is reversing decades of U.S. policy and recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital. But he'll likely delay moving the U.S. embassy there from Tel Aviv. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked Tuesday if the president is set in his decision.
The president, I would say, is pretty solid in his thinking at this point.
Mr. Trump spoke with regional leaders ahead of the announcement, including Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu, Palestinian leader Abbas, Jordan's King Abdullah, Egypt's President El-Sisi, and Saudi King Salman. Mr. Abbas warned Mr. Trump of the dangerous consequences such a decision would have on the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Palestinians view East Jerusalem as the capital of a future Palestinian state. Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi rejected the decision, warning of instability as a result. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric expressed the concerns Tuesday of Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
The Secretary General has said that he has consistently warned against any unilateral action that would have the potential to undermine the two-state solution. And we've always regarded Jerusalem as a final status issue that must be resolved through direct negotiations between the two parties based on relevant Security Council resolution.
Turkey Tuesday threatened to cut diplomatic ties with Israel. In Ethiopia, officials Tuesday said a German tourist was killed, his tour guide wounded, in an attack by gunmen in northern Afar region late Sunday. The remote area near the Eritrean border has often been seen as an area active with bandits and separatist rebels. Several Europeans were killed in separate incidents in 2007 and 2012 in the same region. This is VOA News. Following a report on allegations of state-sponsored doping, the International Olympic Committee Tuesday announced it's banning Russia from competing in the upcoming Winter Games in South Korea. Thomas Bach is the IOC's president.
Individual clean Russian athletes will be able to participate under strict conditions at the Olympic Winter Games Pyeongchang 2018.
The IOC also suspended Russian Olympic Committee President Alexander Zhukov as an IOC member.
Yes, sir.
Zhukov, who said he apologized to the IOC, expressed hope the suspension will be temporary. Russia's Deputy Prime Minister Vitaly Mutko is banned from any future participation in the Games. Senior UN official Zayed Raad al-Hussein, the High Commissioner for Human Rights, says the security forces of Myanmar, also known as Burma, may be guilty of genocide against the Rohingya Muslims. Hundreds of thousands have fled a security crackdown in Western Rakhine State. The Human Rights Council approved a resolution condemning what it called the likely commission of crimes against humanity. The opposition in Honduras has proposed a runoff election if authorities refuse to undertake a full recount following delays in counting votes from the November 26 presidential election. That ballot pitted incumbent Juan Orlando Hernandez against opposition candidate Salvador Nasralla, who earlier claimed victory. New results, however, show a slight lead for Mr. Hernandez. Heather Nauert is a U.S. spokesperson.
The election authorities there completed a special scrutiny process. This is an important step we see in achieving a final election result that accurately represents the will of the Honduran people and expressed in the November the 26th election.
The vote count delay has raised questions about the election result being manipulated. Amid ongoing U.S. South Korea military air exercises, a Guam-based U.S. B-1 bomber flew a simulated mission over South Korea Wednesday, an apparent show of force, following North Korea's latest missile test. It comes as senior U.N. official Jeffrey Feltman is in Pyongyang, meeting North Korean officials. In California, a wind-driven wildfire has destroyed hundreds of homes in and around Ventura County, northwest of Los Angeles, forcing thousands to flee. Ralph Terrazas is the Los Angeles fire chief.
This is a multi-day weather event projected to last until Friday. This has only just begun.
He said hundreds of firefighters are on the ground battling the blazes, affecting more than 18,000 hectares. Hey, little girl. And Johnny Hallyday, known as the French Elvis in his country, died at age 74 Tuesday following a battle with cancer. President Emmanuel Macron hailed Hallyday as a vibrant icon for more than half a century. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.